You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our state, our county, and to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. On this month's show, Lisa is going to discuss the current state of Michigan's clean energy industry and what's next for this growing segment of our state's economy.
My guest today is Dan Scripps, president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Michigan has been in the midst of an energy conversation for years now. You've been a dynamic and important part of that. Our Attorney General, Bill Schuette, as many know, has sued the EPA in regards to the Clean Power Plan, which put federal action on hold. And here at home, we've been grappling with a key question. What kind of commitment does Michigan want to establish to move away from coal and other fossil fuels and towards a clean energy economy? Let's start there. What is the market like for clean energy, the clean energy sector here in Michigan?
Well, we've seen reports from the agency that's in charge of studying this, the Michigan Public Service Commission, that suggests that we've seen $3 billion of direct investment into the state as connected with our renewable portfolio standard, and that we're getting $4 return for every dollar that we put into our energy efficiency program. So it's a pretty substantial market. We actually think those numbers probably are lower, that we've done some reports just on manufacturing impact connected to manufacturing everything from wind turbines and other parts to solar panels to energy efficiency products. And the total for that on an annual basis is about $7.2 billion each year that comes into Michigan as a result, just on manufacturing. So that doesn't include research and development. It doesn't include actual project construction. It's just the manufacturing of clean energy technology. So it's a substantial impact. And there was a national study recently that showed that Michigan has approximately 89,000 jobs in the industry. And so whether from a jobs perspective, an economic impact investment in, or perspective or an investment perspective, this is a large and growing part of the Michigan economy.
Can you give me a couple of specific examples of clean energy companies that have really taken off because of our commitment here at the state level?
Sure. Well, you saw recently the solar manufacturing company Suniva actually moving into Michigan, their second facility, the first outside of Georgia where they're based and locating in the Saginaw Bay region. And it was because we've got, you know, world-class manufacturing talent, but also because we are a leader in clean energy. And they're seeing that, and they're seeing our state become more attractive to that. What I think is really remarkable are the firms that are outside of the clean energy industry, but who are looking for opportunities to power their operations with clean energy, with renewable energy. One example is Switch, the data center company. They're building their largest data center east of the Mississippi. It's a $5 billion project outside of Grand Rapids, and one of the conditions for doing it in Michigan was that they wanted to make sure that it could be powered 100% with renewable energy. They said at a recent conference that if they couldn't get that commitment, that all of the tax breaks and everything else that they were also looking at just wouldn't have mattered. They wouldn't have even gotten to that stage without the opportunity to power their operations with renewable energy. So I think you're seeing a pretty dramatic transformation. People are looking at this both in terms of fulfilling their sustainability objectives, but increasingly with the declining cost of these technologies, it's financial motivations as well.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about Michigan's clean energy industry and what's next for this growing segment of our economy with Dan Scripps from the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. Dan, when people think about energy policy, many assume that the most important decisions and changes come from Washington. But as you and I know, Lansing plays a significant role. Now they're back at it, and it seems like they're in the midst of potentially drafting a new state energy policy. What's in store for us as Senator Knopf's and the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee and his colleagues take this up?
Well, you know, it's still very much a work in progress, but I've been disappointed in the general direction that our 2008 laws set us on a course that I think has worked for the state. It's driven down costs to the point that there aren't even additional costs on renewable energy, reflecting the fact that it's actually cheaper for ratepayers. And yet, despite the proven success of that program, a program, by the way, that Senator Knopf helped to create and voted for, we're looking now at repealing the renewable energy standard, repealing the energy efficiency standard, and moving to a whole different approach to this. And you know, it's one thing if we didn't have the proven track record of success here, but we do. And we know that it works. We know that it works in Michigan. We know that it works for Michigan ratepayers. And so to sort of abandon the course that's been proven successful over the last 8 years to go to something that's untried and ultimately is likely to result in lower in higher costs for Michigan ratepayers because of lower deployment of cost-effective renewable energy and energy efficiency, I think, is the wrong direction.
What's the motivation for the potential repeal?
Well, I think part of it is simply ideological, that that the idea of government interference in a market, even a regulated market, even a monopoly market like we have in the energy sector, is just something that that I don't think resonates as strongly in Lansing. We do have, obviously, a large number of coal plants coming offline as a result of both their age. I mean, a lot of these plants are 60-plus years old, and they're just at the end of their life, but also a number of regulations involving mercury and other particulate matters and things like that. And so the question, I think, is how do you replace them? But, you know, given the fact that wind is the cheapest generation source out there and energy efficiency, you know, the energy that we don't consume is the cheapest energy resource, period. We should be maximizing those before looking at more expensive options.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU and our first Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking with the president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, Dan Scripps. Well, Dan, it's an election year when typically less gets done on the legislative front. Will we actually see legislation come out of the legislature, or will this be punted until lame duck or even until the next legislature?
Well, I'm hoping that we don't rush to do something just to say that we did something. We've seen that on a number of other issues from this legislature. That the roads bill is an example where, you know, they were able to sort of check the box, but I think there's a pretty open question whether actually anything got done and whether what did get done is positive. And I think we could be in the same situation for energy. But I think the challenge is, and we've seen this on the House side as well, that there is pretty broad disagreement about which way to go, and to find enough votes in the House and the Senate and something that the governor could support has proven to be very difficult. And, you know, I don't know that there's a rush here. I think that it's more important that we get it right, and I think that we've got proven success from the 2008 legislation in terms of focusing on clean energy resources. They're more cost-effective today than they were then, and that should be a central part of whatever strategy ultimately comes out. But yeah, I think the clock's ticking. The politics are difficult. The legislative process has not sort of forged an agreement across party lines and even sort of within each party in terms of some of the issues they're looking at. And I'm not sure that you see a path forward before the summer or even before the end of the year.
So as our time together comes to an end, Dan, you've said a lot about the benefits of both renewables and efficiency for both the clean business sector and for ratepayers. What's the business community doing to advocate for good decision-making, sound decision-making in Lansing? And what would you urge the listeners, WEMU listeners, to do to move this forward in Lansing?
Well, I think that you're seeing businesses, both from the advanced energy sector as well as, you know, across the board, that are saying we've got a proven, successful approach here, and we should continue following it. And I think legislators need to hear that over and over again, that there are those on the other side who are certainly speaking loudly. So listeners contacting their legislators and saying, you know, if it ain't broke, why fix it? We've got a proven framework for success in Michigan. Let's continue down that path.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dan. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you today.
Thanks, Lisa. Always great to be on.
That is Dan Scripps, president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature and heard on the first Friday of each month. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.